Hey everyone, and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey, and it's great to be with you this Friday. I serve as a teaching pastor for our Plain City campus, and I appreciate you taking time to listen today. Well, on Sunday, we started a new series called Playlist, and in this series, we're looking at several different genres of the Psalms and what they teach us. The Psalms communicate the different feelings and failures and hopes, thoughts, and circumstances regarding the writer's situation. In doing so, the Psalms have something for us regarding every season of life, and they give us language to talk to God during those seasons. And Psalm 103 is the first psalm we're looking at, and it's simply titled A Psalm of David. We don't know the circumstances in which it was written. It falls into the genre of a praise psalm, and a praise psalm is a poetic expression of worship, thanksgiving, and joyfulness toward God. And on Sunday, we spent the majority of time in the first five verses of Psalm 103, where David writes, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." In these first five verses, we get David having a conversation with himself regarding the goodness or the benefits of the Lord. And David tells himself, he tells his soul, that the one thing he must not do is forget the benefits of the Lord. That remembering the benefits of the Lord actually leads to praise. It leads to blessing the Lord with all of who David was. And we spent some time looking at each of these benefits that David lists, but the one I just want to spend a few minutes on today comes from the beginning of verse 3. So David again writes in verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And verse 3 says, "Who forgives all your iniquity." The word iniquity is another way of describing sin. David is saying, never forget this benefit of the Lord, that God forgives our sin. But the most significant word David mentions here at the beginning of verse 3 is the word all, that God forgives all sin, as in every one of them. And David knew this firsthand because David had committed adultery. He had ordered the murder of someone. So when David speaks of God being able to forgive all sins, David experiences forgiveness personally. Later on in verse 12, David would write, "As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions or our sins from us." You see, one can only travel north so far until you find yourself traveling south. And the same is true going south. You'll eventually find yourself going north. However, this is not true of moving east or west. You can go east or west forever and never reach the East Pole or the West Pole. That's why there isn't one. Here's why this benefit is so important for us. Some of us today need to remember. We need to remember that God has forgiven all of our sins. Not some. Not most, not just the small ones or the small mistakes or the small regrets, but all of them. God forgives the ugly sins. He forgives the big sins. He forgives the sins no one knows about except you and God. So if you're holding on to something from the past that you think is just too big for God to forgive, I want to encourage you today to repent, to give it to God, to let it go, and to know that he is able to forgive. If today you're realizing as you're listening, maybe for the first time, that your sin does deserve punishment, but God loves you and he can and wants to forgive you. Maybe you're realizing today that God sent his one and only son, Jesus, to live the perfect life you and I could not. And that Jesus would take the penalty of your sin and my sin that we deserved so that we could be forgiven. If you're realizing today, I want to encourage you to place your faith and trust in Jesus alone to receive the forgiveness that is offered to you through Jesus. Or maybe today for you, the best thing you can do is just remember that you have been forgiven. Just to remember what Christ has done for you. To remember how Christ took your place on the cross. that through Jesus, the forgiveness of God covers all of your iniquities, past, present, and future. This remembrance of what Christ has done for us in covering all of our sin through his shed blood is just one of the many benefits of the Lord that leads us to praise. So I want to encourage you to spend some time in the first five verses of Psalm 103, looking at the other benefits of the Lord that David says lead to our soul praising the Lord. See, in Christ, here's what's amazing. In Christ, these benefits that David lists for us are already yours. They're universal to every believer. But as we close this drivecast, I also want to encourage you to spend the next few minutes thinking through the things you can praise God for today. Then do just that. Thank him and praise him for his benefits. Before you do, let me close us in prayer today. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Psalms. Thank you for the transparency and the authenticity of the writers and how they teach us that we can be the same way with you, that you can handle not only the ups and downs of our life, but you can handle the ups and downs of our emotions when we go through life. And so throughout this series, and specifically within the Psalms, may we see your greatness and faithfulness in our times of need. May we see you guiding us, your people, with your steadfast love. May we see that you are far above all, yet personally with us in the journey of life. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.